96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart.
We are one day away from Valentine's Day. Yes, the men are probably out buying flowers, candy, and making dinner reservations. We've heard that routine before, but is that all you've got? Well, tonight, we're talking about romance, love, and passion with an all-male panel. And the reason we're doing this is because I believe that men can also be romantic. Am I wrong? My guests are Mood Tariq, he's co-host of the Internet Relationship Show, I Now Pronounce You Single and Happy, Jeff Coach Wims, co-host of He Said, She Said on HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141, and Stephen James Dixon, relationship expert with the Divorce Is Not an Option Project. I like that. Lines are open. I want to hear from the men tonight at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. And let me say right off, I started this question earlier this week on Facebook. I received more than 60 likes, and I think 58 of them were from women. Okay, I got a couple of guys comment, what is going on? And I even had to say, to a couple of the ladies on Facebook, here, take three seats and sit in the corner, because this is a conversation for the men this time. Coach, as the veteran member of this panel, am I wrong to think that men can also be romantic and passionate, or am I just an incurable romantic?
No, no, absolutely right. That's where the romance starts from with the man.
Okay.
Oh, no. That's it's time to go back to the old school, the old way of doing things with the men. They held it down. They were the ones who really created the romantics, you know, that whole romantic scene and stage.
And with the voice, too.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You got to hit them with the voice.
Because I hear the bass in your voice. Okay. So give me your best, you know, your romantic idea. No candy, no flowers, no dinner. Let's think outside the box, Coach.
Let's see. Let's start with
family show.
Okay. All right. You did right by letting me know that.
Okay.
Well, you know, since it's on a weekend, I like breakfast in bed.
Okay.
I like breakfast in bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like, let's do his and her massages.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Okay.
And then I like be creative in terms of creating your own atmosphere of terms of music.
Mm-hmm.
So I have plenty of time. I know Valentine's Day is coming every year. Mm-hmm. So I have plenty of time to be imaginative.
Right.
And to think outside the box and to also make sure that it's memorable.
Mm-hmm.
So I have
creating memories.
Yes. Each time should be totally different.
Okay, I'm inspired. Mood Tariq. Are men romantic? Do you consider yourself a romantic guy or what?
Definitely. Thank you for having me back.
Of course,
as well, too,
of course.
I definitely consider myself a romantic. And also, the irony that this is the record-breaking weekend for the cold weather.
Yeah, snuggle weather.
Okay, so that's the first thing.
Okay.
Let's find somewhere that we can snuggle. If you don't have one, a fireplace in your house, find a bed and breakfast. Like Jeff said, I love that idea because that gives you the first idea of being able to create something. Let's take a road trip.
Mm-hmm. Getting
right?
away
cold.
From it
Let's
all.
Get away from it. Let's snuggle up together. Women can also nudge the guy with his creativity. Okay, women are masters at this anyway. Hey, it's All-Star Weekend. Let's take a little road trip, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go somewhere we can snuggle up out of fireplace and watch the game.
Okay. But she's got to be a basketball fan, though.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah. Even so.
Yeah.
Because women have adjusted to football. I know a lot of lady football fans.
Yeah, we were talking about that just a couple of weeks ago.
It can work. It can work. And I think, guys, it's not a difficult job. Mm-hmm. We can be romantic.
All right. So, Stephen, help me out here. Why does it appear that the issue of romance and passion is a struggle for some guys? Do they not want to expose that part of themselves? And where do you stand on that?
We got to go a little bit deeper, brothers. This is what we're going to do.
Okay.
The greatest tragedy to man is to not have witnessed a man love a woman when he was a boy.
Uh-oh.
Mm. And so what I try to do, what I teach men, is say it's okay to love a woman. Just simple. It's okay. You know, because we get caught up in the radio and the TV and our friends and homeboys, fraternities and all that kind of drama, and we lose sight of what really makes you a man, and what really makes you a man is loving a woman. And so it's something that we have to embrace as men. And so I proudly champion that every time I'm anywhere, telling the world, hey, I love my woman. I was on a radio station recently where a guy said, well, you sound like you need your woman. And I was like, yeah, I need my woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe your woman not good to you.
I like that.
You gotta start from there and say, this is what we have with our young men, is they're not seeing it. It's not being exhibited to
them.
They're not observing it, so they don't know how to do it.
You have to be the role models. Especially
with
for
my little son, my 8-year-old son, as I say to him, hey, go tell mommy that I love her. And it's not because I don't tell her I love her. I tell her I love her all the time. But I want him to know that man loves woman, that daddy loves mommy, that husband loves wife. And if we start there and we raise our men like that, they'll continue to embrace Valentine's Day. I love it, man. My wife is about to have a ball the whole entire weekend.
Does she know that it's coming, or is it a surprise? She knows you, so you've got to top that every year, don't you?
I love that expectation.
Uh-huh.
I love her sitting back and wondering what her husband's going to do this year. I love the challenge of having my wife be set aside. See, what I'm trying to do with this whole husband thing is crush all husbands. Like, I want to be the best husband in the entire world. I want all wives to know that I'm better than their husbands. I want it competitive, man. We need to get back to that. You know, we're competitive about everything else. If I say Meek Mill is better than Wale, or if I say Eric Benet is whoever, you know, if I say the radio, you know, the Redskins are better than the Cow, we can argue about all that kind of trash all day long. But when I say, Harold, I'm a better husband than you are, or if I say, you know, Mo, I'm a better husband than you, I know Mo's not married. But the point is, we don't compete over those types of things.
Yeah, I like that.
That's another thing I'm teaching men.
I like that. Well, hopefully we'll have some competition on the phones, because I don't want these phones to dry up. But, you know, I want the men to man up on the issue of love, passion, and romance. Lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a moment.
What you won't do to do for love, you tried everything.
Welcome back to the Daily Drama on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Yes, it's the day before Valentine's Day, and tonight we're talking with a panel of men, romance, passion, and love. My guests tonight are Mu Tariq. He is co-host of the Internet Relationship Show, I Now Pronounce You Single and Happy. Jeff the Coach Wims, co-host of He Said, She Said on HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141, and Stephen James Dixon. He is a relationship expert with the Divorce Is Not an Option Project. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let me go to the phones. Bruce calling from Clinton. Bruce, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Bruce, go right ahead. Keep your, turn your radio down. Go right ahead.
I'm sorry. Let me move away from the radio.
Go right ahead.
I have a lot to say, but I'll just be. I think.
Keep it short.
We lose men lose some of our emotions is that we don't learn early what love is. Not just loving a woman, but loving your brother, loving your sister, loving other people. So that when we get to be adults and we start dating girls and we start marrying girls, it's not a challenge when Valentine's Day come around that we are into and very much a part of the spirit itself. And it's not just for women. It's not a day that's for women. That's a fallacy, I believe.
Well, Bruce,
and I think that, again, it starts early in life learning what love is. And I know everybody will have their definition of what love is, but still, learning that there is this emotion called love, and you learn how to use it in different ways with, as I said, brothers, sisters, mother, father, other people, so that when you start dating and start marrying, when this day comes around, it's not a challenge anymore.
I agree. Bruce, thank you so much for your comments. I think you were right on point. Let me go to Bobby calling from Washington, D.C. Real quick, Bobby, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hello, pal.
Hey, what's going on?
Man, it's tough. We're in the 20th century, man.
21st century, actually.
21st century, correction, sir. And, you know, the world has changed so dramatically, man, that they're focusing on the same-sex this and the same-sex that. And, you know, and they break up the woman and the man, the values of the woman and the man.
Well, let me stop you here, Bobby, because this isn't about, you know, the gender wars or same-sex relationships. This is just, I'm just talking to the men about how they express love for their significant other, be it their wife, be it their girlfriend. This is, you said yourself, it's the 21st century, you know, and so listen, no judgment on this, but the reality is that there are same-sex relationships out there, and, you know, you love who you love. No judgment, no shade on that, but certainly, you know, as it relates to that, that is not the debate that we're getting into tonight. The thing that I do want to remind you is that if you are on the line, Mike, Kobe, Chaz, stay with us. We're talking to men about romance, passion, and love. How do you express it? Are men still romantic? I believe they are. So if you're on the phone, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher, a very passionate, romantic guy, if I say so myself. We'll be talking about that a little bit more. Jeff Brown, he's next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. And look, what is better than the Quiet Storm with all those wonderful love songs? That's what we do. For those of you who are listening, stay with us. We are going to continue this conversation on the other side.
The Howard University.